former Juno representative has been fined over $18,000 for allegedly asking for an oil company job while sitting as a state lawmaker who helped draft oil tax legislation. But his attorney said the opinion released by a legislative ethics committee may not be the final word on the matter. KTOO's Matt Miller has this report.
The House subcommittee of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics released their probable cause complaint against Bruce Weirach on Tuesday after 10 meetings on the case over the last 9 years. The ethics committee alleged Weirach violated the Legislative Ethics Act by obtaining a promise of future employment with oil services company VECO for helping to draft the petroleum profits tax bill that was being pushed by then-Governor Frank Murkowski. They also found that Weirach agreed or implied that, in exchange for the potential job, he would make sure the bill benefited VECO. The committee also determined that he exerted official influence on other lawmakers by encouraging them to vote the same way on the oil tax bill, also known as PPT. The committee determined that Weirach had 51 amendments drafted for the bill as the legislature met in the spring of 2006. That same year, he sent 6 letters soliciting clients and employment, and of those, one letter each was sent to VECO, BP Exploration, and ExxonMobil. He also offered his office space to an out-of-state VECO attorney. The panel said Weirach's actions demonstrated a conflict of interest, even though there was no evidence that he ultimately was employed by VECO. Reached for comment on Wednesday, Weirach referred all questions to his attorney, Doug Pope, and Pope said they contest everything that's in the probable cause finding other than the fact that Bruce was a legislator. Pope said Weirach cooperated with the committee, but he said it was time for the panel to prove their claims and justify their decision before a court of law. Pope suggested the process will likely go on for a while longer, but not nearly as long as the ethics committee took with their investigation. Pope said the sword has been hanging over Bruce and wife Luann's head for too long. Weirach served in the state house representing a portion of Juneau for 4 years starting in 2003. He was indicted in May of 2007 after a corruption probe by the U.S. Department of Justice that resulted in the indictments of other lawmakers like former House Speaker Pete Cott, former Wasilla Representative Vic Coring, and U.S. Senator Ted Stevens. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder moved to throw out Stevens' conviction because of prosecutorial misconduct before Stevens died in a plane crash in 2010. Weirach eventually pled guilty to a misdemeanor state charge of aiding an unregistered lobbyist after federal prosecutors dropped 4 felony charges against him. Weirach was fined $1,000 and received a suspended sentence of 3 months in prison during his sentencing in March of 2011. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.